my friends. It's literally 5:45 in the morning. I'm driving to Duluth. Leaving a little bit earlier than expected, but that's all right. I literally love what I do. So I had this really big epiphany, aha moment, whatever you want to call it, that I think I have frequently, but like this one, like I've had this same thought before, but like this one was really huge, and I think it's relevant to me driving to Duluth this morning. So my wife and I own a small gym. It's a fitness studio, so we have classes and we have a small gym, and we do camp, or she does camps. I help her with them, like hockey camps, and we're gonna add to it and all that kind of stuff. Really love that work. Also do hunger relief, which I'll get into in a minute. So we started the gym in 2013, and I can like remember so specifically when we started, like, what's our goal? Why do we want to do this? And Aaron, in a true Aaron like form, I feel like, then goes, I just want to be able to buy a tank of gas. And I go, I want to buy an Audi. Like, that was like the distinction in our goals at that point in our life. And not that like that's the, it's just gives you a little bit of like relevance for things. So anyway, a couple years later, we moved into a bigger building. We were able to expand the gym, add like a childcare. It was super great. Then the opportunity came for us to be able to buy another gym in town. And we're like, man, this is it. Like, yeah, we're doing this. Bigger facility, like had literally all the plans laid out, had a guy, working on the negotiations for us. Like we wanted to make it a community recreation center, basically. So like we had really big, big dreams for that space. And I think still to this day, it would be amazing. And it's something that, our town and our area, not just our town, needs, but whatever. We started getting kind of into the negotiations, and all of a sudden somebody else bought it from underneath us, and I'm probably gonna cry saying it, we're like crushed, like mad, angry, disbelief, like all the emotions, but really just like sad, and like how, like why did this happen, like question, like literally like questioning the faith moment, right? Like why would you allow this to happen? We had this really like beautiful vision that was gonna like help so many people. I mean, I had like talked to like people. I don't even want to give my vision away because I don't know where that stands today, but like talk to like other organizations. That's what I mean. Like bringing in other organizations, like really beautiful vision. And just crushed. Like, how did this happen? Why did this happen? I literally don't understand. And I remember even in the moment being like, we're going to see this someday. Like, I don't know why, but we're going to see it. Oh, literally crying. So that was in maybe 2019. I'm going to say 2019. Guess what happened? The pandemic. That was the first thank you. Like literally the first time I went, thank you, God, you did not give us that. Because we got shut down, as we all know, and things in, especially in rural Minnesota, got real hard in the fitness industry. It still hasn't bounced back. We're working on it, but still hasn't really bounced back. As we know, people got really gnarly. People aren't super appreciative anymore. They're not super grateful. Don't know if they really love our services anymore. Anyway, like literally was like, thank you, God, that did not work out, because what would we do? Like, how would we support our family? At that time, the gym was how we supported our family. So then, thank God again, right at the beginning of the pandemic, I got an opportunity to interview and got the job for the local, what that time was just a food shelf, just one food shelf, and started literally May 5th of 2020. And that got our family through the pandemic. If it weren't for that job, our family, I don't know where we would have obviously got other jobs, right? Like, we'd have figured it out. Also would not have what the gym we have open right now if it weren't for that. So then we make it through the pandemic by, like, literally had to get a loan for the gym, got some COVID funding, make it through the pandemic. And then we got kicked out of our building. And we were like, all right, well, you know, the problem is that we have COVID loans on this business. And we're not the type of people to default on our loans. That's just not us. Like, I literally go, Erin, let's just bankrupt it. She's like, come on, that's not us. Thank God she said that. And by the grace of God, Border Bank said, come here, we have a space for you. And we were able to, after being closed literally again for 4 months, 5 months, no, maybe it was only three or four months. We reopened the gym. People came back again, not in full force like they did before COVID. But yeah, we were able to reopen the gym. And I still, like, yesterday, somebody brought up that other opportunity. Not like this happened to you, but brought up that gym, and it almost, like, crushed my heart again. And, like, I'm like, God, I can't believe we lost that opportunity. But now, this morning, as I am driving to Duluth for an amazing job, even though it still is hurtful, though, especially the way it went down, super hurtful. I'm so thankful for that unanswered prayer, right? For that thing that did not follow through, that thing, that vision that did not happen in that moment. I'm still saying maybe it'll happen in another way, because I think that we would be great at running something like that, but it didn't happen in that moment. And even though I still question, like, why some people who do horrible things get rewarded at sometimes in their lives, it comes back around. I know, because I do believe in karma. Yeah, I'm just super thankful that that opportunity did not happen. And so if you're in a moment where you're like, why is this happening? It sounds so cliche, but I need you to be thankful that whatever you wanted is not happening, because God, or whatever you believe in, the universe, the earth, is looking out for you. And I know it doesn't feel like it in that moment, but something, some power, somebody is looking out for you when something doesn't work out, because something more beautiful is on the horizon. We still don't know, like, the future of Above You. We don't know what it's going to look like in 3 years or 5 years, because it's still in a super vulnerable, like, place. And, you know, people don't come together, and I don't know. We talk about we need to change our business format. Anyway, that's a whole nother story. I don't know where the gym lies. I'm just going to leave it at that. Having faith that I've been praying about it and writing about it for months, that somehow it's going to work out the way it should, and it will. I just don't know what that means right now. So, moral of the really long story is, be super thankful for things that don't work out, because when they don't work out in a certain way, something else is working out for you. Something more beautiful is coming. Another opportunity is coming. That's it. Another opportunity is coming to you. And you might not see it then. It might take a couple years, but another opportunity is coming to you. But it's your responsibility to be open to the new and other opportunity. You have to be open. I mean, this, like, situation is so crazy in my head. Like, when I still tell the stories, I'm like, if I hadn't have been in a room, if I hadn't have been in Rotary, if I hadn't have been in a room that day where the old director came in and gave her speech about, you know, the food shelf and what they do. And my friend hadn't leaned over and said, that's jobs for you, even though she didn't know I was looking for a job. Like, all these little things, if we didn't get that gym opportunity, like, I would not be driving to Duluth right now for this job and this work that I truly, truly love. Like, I love my work. I love helping people. I get to, like, it's so weird, but, you know, last week I was working the food shelf, which the food shelf in Duluth were, like, last week we saw 400 people we served, and people were in tears. Like, what, this is just a little small side story that's not even relevant to what today's episode's about, but this guy accidentally cut another car off. Like, he just didn't know the cars, like, the way it's set up is, like, you can drive in from two directions. People only line up in one direction. He didn't know that and cut in front of somebody. And of course the person got mad. They're like, oh my gosh, I've been here for an hour and a half waiting. You just jump in front of me. And the guy was so sad. And, like, he was so sorry about what he had done. And was just bawling. And of course there's, you know, another thing happening in his life, which he told me about. And I'm like, I get to be here for this guy. I get to comfort him in Duluth, 2.5 hours away from my house, which I drive here once a week or twice a week, depending on the week. Everybody's like, what? And I'm like, I love it. Leave me alone. I got to be there for that guy in that moment and just, like, tell him it's okay. And, like, you're going to get through and here's some food. And it's so crazy just giving food to people who don't quite have enough or need to get in that through that moment. And I'm just so thankful to be able to do that. And I wouldn't be able to do that if that other opportunity hadn't closed. So I guess it's super, it is really relevant, but, yeah. So in the hard times when things don't work out, just be thankful, and they're going to work out in another way, and it's going to twist and turn and be emotional and be hard, but something really beautiful is unfolding in your life. So that's it. Sorry for all the tears. Be faithful, whatever that means. That does not have to be a religious thing, because a lot of us aren't religious. I'm not religious. I'm spiritual. And if you know, you know. But be faithful. Have some trust in the world. I know the world is hard right now and it's ugly right now, but there's some good in the world. There's some good people. Just trust in the good. Trust in the light. Feel the light. Be the light. Have a beautiful week.